Loose talk about nukes by presidential candidates gets attention, just as when the subject is reproductive rights. Presidential frontrunner Donald Trump had his say on what the consequences should be for women having abortions on Wednesday, and he seemed not to clearly understand the status quo.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
There has to be some form of punishment.
It's Donald Trump at an MSNBC town hall last night. He later clarified his comments in a statement saying, "The doctor or any other person performing this illegal act upon a woman would be held legally responsible, not the woman. The woman is a victim in this case, as is the life in her womb. My position has not changed. Like Ronald Reagan, I am pro-life with exceptions." There. All cleared up, right? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. We're settled. Do we even need to talk anymore?
There's the amount of debate that this has sparked within the conservative part of the Republican Party. Not debate. I shouldn't say debate. Just absolute rage at Donald Trump for the way this went down and the glee among pro-choice conservatives, progressives, Democratic candidates at what Donald Trump seems to have done here. John, the other part of Donald Trump's comments, which were in Queens, there in New York at this MSNBC town hall, he was asked specifically by Chris Matthews if there should be some form of punishment for the woman. He responded yes to that. It was a couple of hours later with the stunning reversal that you read where he says my position hasn't changed. Of course, it had changed. It had changed very, very drastically. Let's go to the other candidates first. Ted Cruz, who speaks about abortion frequently on the campaign trail, said that it was clear that Donald Trump simply didn't have any grasp of conservative policies and that he says anything to get attention. John Kasich sounded off as well. He was asked about it. Listen.
I do have exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother, but of course women shouldn't be punished. I think probably Donald Trump will figure out a way to say that he didn't say it or he was misquoted or whatever.
And he already has, apparently. But, I mean, the Donald Trump has been a liberal on this question. During his pre-political career, that is a fact.
For many, many years, pro-choice, he says that he reversed on that. There isn't much of a record of Donald Trump publicly reversing on that issue before 2011, when he started to actually make noises in public about potentially running for president. And John, you're right to bring it up, because this is one of the key factors about Donald Trump that causes so much anger and distrust among conservatives. There are many, by the way, this isn't the only one, but all of the abortion groups yesterday, almost in unison, came out with statements. March for Life calling Donald Trump out of touch on abortion. They say they have never advocated for women being punished. National Right to Life called him inept. And the National Review magazine, that bastion of conservatism, John, went as far as to say Donald Trump needs to be blackballed. They said he has done irreparable damage to the cause of conservatism that they've spent 60 years trying to build up. So this was not your normal sort of eye-rolling response to yet another slippery or changing Donald Trump position. Now, on the Democratic side, and this is part of what's gotten conservatives so upset, is the amount of ammunition it seems to have given to the Democrats. The National Review also saying that Donald Trump has given progressives the exact caricature on abortion that they've always used against conservatives, that they want to punish women for having abortions. Bernie Sanders went on television and said, "I don't know what world Donald Trump is living in." The response from Hillary Clinton, John, largely on Twitter, 9 tweets within an hour. Wow. Calling Donald Trump horrific, saying his position was telling, saying women can't let anyone with positions like this anywhere near the White House. A campaign video on the internet cut within 2 hours. A massive response from the Clinton campaign.
Now, you know, whatever we may think about abortion, whatever the debate is on abortion, perhaps the most damaging thing for the GOP here is that the whole campaign, from their perspective, is going to be about abortion. And that seems like a throwback to the 1980s.
And it also exposes the rift that is absolutely tearing this party asunder right now. Donald Trump supporters, which top out at about 35% of the party, versus conservatives. It's going to play out in Wisconsin next week on Tuesday. That's my prediction. It's going to hurt Donald Trump badly as suburban people come out and maybe deal him a loss there. Not because of this, but in addition to it, John.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it.